This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This is TechCrunch.
Amazon-backed Echo nears $120 million in new funding, by Manish Singh. Indian insurtech Echo is in late-stage discussions to secure a $120 million funding round at a time when weak global market conditions have subdued large financing deliberations in the South Asian market. General Atlantic is in talks to lead a $120 million round into Echo, the first tranche of which is about $100 million, a source familiar with the matter said. The round values the Indian startup at $1.5 billion, the source said, requesting anonymity as the matter is private. The financing could close within weeks, but it's possible that the terms of the deal may change slightly, the source said. Echo, which became a unicorn in October 2021, has been trying to raise new capital for at least 8 months, people familiar with the matter said. TechCrunch reported earlier that General Atlantic was engaging with Echo to increase its stake in the insurtech firm. The New York-headquartered growth equity investor, which has backed a number of Indian firms, including Jio, BillDesk, Byju's, PhonePe, Amagi, NoBroker, and Unacademy over the past decade, plans to deploy at least $2 billion to $3 billion in India over the next 5 to 7 years, according to people familiar with the matter. Echo and General Atlantic declined to comment. Echo, which counts Amazon, Lightspeed Venture Partners, India, and CPPIB as existing backers, is among the handful of startups attempting to take on the country's antiquated insurance industry with a digital-first product. It develops and sells bite-sized auto insurance products aimed at drivers and others in transportation-related scenarios, healthcare protections to employers, as well as protection for gadgets. The startup has distribution partnerships with a number of firms, including Amazon, travel and hotel booking platform Make My Trip, ride-hailing firm Ola, insurance giant Bajaj Finance, Urban Company, and FinTech Cred.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week, we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem, and I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.